pass it on. Taken from John chapter 5, verses 43 and 44. I have come in my Father's name, and you don't accept me. If someone else comes in his own name, him you will accept. How can you trust? You're busy collecting praise from each other instead of seeking praise from God only. I don't know about you, but this is something I pray constantly, to be freed from the power of man's praise, especially when compared to the praise from God, when I stop touching what doesn't belong to me. I face that fight every day. Before I place a pen in my hand, I place myself in God's. I read His word and listen until I get a clear subject for the day. As I write, I try to see where He is going and lay a trail of words that lead to the point He wants to make for the day. I do my very best to write only His words. I send out the message, and not a day goes by without a few comments back, each one giving me another chance to pass the glory to God or grab a bit for myself. It isn't mine to own, as I am only doing the work Father called me to. He has and continues to equip me with what I need to do the work and send it out to His people. My dad was a businessman. He owned a small market where I got my first years of experience in being an employee. My dad put the product in the store. I sold it, took the customer's money, and gave all of it to my dad at the end of the day. I didn't think I deserved to keep the payment. Why do I fight with giving God the payment for His product? At the store, if a customer made a comment about a product, I passed it on. The comment meant nothing if it never got to the boss. Father, please let us learn to pass every praise straight to You in its fullness with no urge to dip in for our share. Let us say truthfully, I seek my praise from God alone. If you have been encouraged or challenged by this, please share.